complicated piece of paper. And yesterday, Oystein Ches, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not have a be'etzem need, but he created a chasaron. But even the chasaron is only there because he
Mafia.
wants us to fill it up. But it's not a chasaron be'etzem. Okay. Nun tes amar neshama b'inyan azek var yishavtani yishuv gomer ata yisi chafetz lahavin mitzius ha'adam. So now he's shifting gears. Till now he's talking about the Eibishter, and he's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he created the world, what's his midas, how do we relate to him, how do we misyachis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. Now I'm going to start talking about the role of Adam in the Bria. Amar Aseichel, hinei tzedakta b'dvarecha, Adam hu hakavona tachlisis b'chol. Really, you're right. If we understand the depths and the koiches and the potential of Adam, we will have a very good tefisa of what the world is all about. Because the world was ultimately created with an idea for of with you know with the concept of Adam. Akein rak mi shiyoven is a boy. Yada tuchiyo is called koi demelav. Ki magamat hakol hu rak lovo yala tachlis hazeh. Okay, so everything in the Bria is for the tachlis of allowing Adam to really come out, really allowing Adam to bring out their potential. It's going to take me a while to explain it. So the Seichel says, look, if you're gonna, I'm going to have to split it up in three parts. Mitzias Adam, Maisav, and Pre-Maisav. In other words, Mitzias, what is Adam? What are we? What are we made of?
We're figments of our own imaginations.
We're nothing more than just so Maisav. Then what's the koyach, the whole nefesh hachaim concept? What's our koyach in the bria? What when we do something, what does it affect? What does it do? And the third one is pre-Maisav. What about tzchar v'oynesh? What happens to the pre-Maisav? Amar Hashemim Kain Hadrosh Racha B'yisa. Okay, I'm ready. I'm sitting down. Buckled up. Buckle up. I'm not going to really flesh it out fully. I will only merely do the Hakdama, and you will have to take it from here. Get moving. Okay. Take it. Is that the title of the paragraph according to you?
No, the whole thing is much different than what we set up. No, it's just a.
Like you see it?
It was a new chapter. We started a new chapter now, all Dhamma.
Okay, so my new chapter starts now.
Interesting. I see.
Hayachas. So he's calling that Zikuch HaGuf HaNeshama, and he starts it really now. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing. I think we were much further along in the book. According to this, we have a lot left, man.
Well,
All right.
there's a lot of English in here. Like, meaning, like,
No, but
he
like,
writes a Hakdama for this chapter, 5 pages, four, five
right,
pages.
okay. Let's get to Tchias HaMeisim. Now, why in the world is he starting to talk about Tchias
It doesn't sound like it has anything to do with
HaMeisim?
prequels.
That's the, if you wanted to tell me what is man all about, okay, tell me a little bit of Adam. Okay, Tchias HaMeisim. What? It's strange way to start, right? So I'll tell you like this. And then the Neshama goes to that. He says, I want you to explain to me.
He
Right.
mentioned already earlier.
So first of all, I'll be marked with the words of the Halakhic Some Sefer fact that he said that it's a Kashaylon. Vosepis. Somebody that does not believe in Tchias HaMeisim is considered apikores. I understand you don't believe in God, apikores. You don't believe in Aschav Reinish, apikores. You don't believe in Termin HaShemayim, apikores. You don't believe in Nevuah, apikores. You don't believe in Termin HaShemayim, apikores. Got it. You don't believe in Tchias Mason? Take it or leave it. I'm saying
It's not even written in the Torah.
Tchias Mason is
He's a
like a Chayav
rebbe.
B'nai.
There's a reason why he asked me nine. We don't ask me nine. Keep it in the Torah.
So I'm saying, so really, who cares? It's one of the things you're supposed to believe, and we have to know it, and I understand, but without that, you can't be a Yid. Your mom's out. You're out of Klal Yisrael. You don't believe this? Your mom's out of Klal Yisrael. So important. So that's what I'm saying. If you live and you think this world, the way it is now, is what the world's about, you missed the boat. You can't go through this world thinking this is the end all be all. You need to know that this is a temporary matzav. If you could think that this is not a temporary matzav, then you obviously don't understand what it means to be a yid. So what's Tchias HaMeisim? Tchias HaMeisim means that there's a relationship between the neshama and the guf. And we know that we die. So what does that tell a person? That really something here is not permanent. The neshama goes there, the guf goes there. What does Tchias HaMeisim tell you? That there's a way. The bria of Adam is a permanent bria, but something has to happen in order to make it permanent. Some sort of tikkun. That's what Tchias HaMeisim says. In the perfect world, we wouldn't die. In the perfect world, there would be a nitzchias. In the perfect world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a bria of Adam that can last forever. Right? So, if I would tell you, I'm driving a 1964 or whatever, you don't believe me. Why? Because cars don't last forever. But that inherently means that there's a chasar in the mitzvah of a car. It runs out eventually. The world, the way it is, the neshama and the guf don't stim. But in the real world, there is a kiyum that the neshama and the guf stim. And that's really what the world's all about. So I think that what he's going to tell us is that when you fully understand Tchias HaMeisim, you're going to understand why it's so fundamental. What it's telling me is that the job that we have in this world is for the neshama to fill to fix the guf, to be mezakech the guf, to toif on the guf, and that's what the world has. That's what has to happen in the world. So I guess we'll see next week in Mir Hashem the significance of Tchias HaMeisim. So we're entering now into another sphere of the Sefer. We're finished with the section of understanding the Kavan and the Bria, and we're on to the relationship with Adam. Okay? A little bit.
Sunday, Mr.
Oh, yeah.